Welcome to Nairobi Chapel Embakasi. We grow deep to reach wide.
So today I want us to talk about Jesus Christ. Yesu Christo. Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? So we start with the questions and answers. So, Yesu ni nani? Jesus the Son of God. Good. Number two. He's Savior. Jesus Christ is a Savior.
Teacher.
He's a teacher. John. Who is Jesus Christ?
Is
a pastor.
Master.
Master. Another one.
Shepherd.
Is a shepherd. Another one.
Friend.
Is a friend. So all definitions and all names are true. Ya kwamba Yesu ni mwokozi, Yesu ni mwana wa Mungu. So I want us to go in the book of Luke chapter number 1, verse number 26 to 35. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be a great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Yes. So this is an annunciation of Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord, the angel Gabriel, appeared to Mary and explained to him all that will happen. And Mary was like, "Wow, how will this take place since I'm virgin?" But we are being told in Genesis, the fall of man, God said to Adam and Eve that God will bring a seed of a woman, and that seed of a woman will crush the serpent. And so this, according to the coming of Jesus Christ is coming the world as a sinless person, the guy who did not know sin, because there was no interaction between the birth of Jesus Christ and the father Joseph. And according to Genesis, we find it is true that Jesus Christ is the seed of a woman that God had spoken before his coming. So Matthew chapter number 1, verse 1, this is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. We find that Jesus is the son of David, and he's also the son of Abraham. And as we look into the story of David, we find that God promised David that his kingdom will last forever. And also he speak of Abraham, that Abraham will be a blessing to all nations. Now when the writer of Matthew is introducing Jesus being among the genealogy of David and Abraham, we get that it was the fulfillment of Davidic kingdom and Abrahamic kingdom, and Abrahamic covenant. Davidic covenant and Abrahamic covenant, that your kingdom shall last forever. And in Abrahamic covenant, he says that Abraham will be blessings to all nations. So we find that Jesus Christ has fulfilled all that was spoken both to David and to Abraham. So it is good, it was good for Matthew to write about, to relate the coming of Jesus Christ with the David and Abraham, because Matthew was writing to Jewish, because Jewish were so most concerned about, they had idea about the Old Testament. So it was good for Matthew to begin from the beginning to the where Jesus had been born. Hello? Are we together? So the seed of a woman, being the seed of a woman, Jesus Christ came into the world without Mary meeting there Joseph. Is it true? Is that in your Bible? Mary and Joseph didn't meet to get Jesus Christ. It's true. So he's the seed of a woman, the Son of God. Now Jesus, the Son of God. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." So we find that Jesus is the Son of God. Now my question is that, who are we? Where do we stand as a church today? Where do we stand as a church today? If Jesus, the Son of God, the Bible says he's the only begotten Son of God. So where do we stand, we as the believers? Hello? Are we the son and daughters of God? And the Bible says that Jesus is the only begotten Son. What do you think? We were adopted. Another one? We were confirmed. Another one? Another one? John chapter 1 verse 1. If you're there, read for us. John chapter 1 verse 1. John chapter 1 verse 1. What does it say? In the beginning? Yes. Continue.
He was with God in the beginning.
He was with God in the beginning. Now, Jesus being the only begotten Son is because Jesus was not created. There was no single day that Jesus Christ missed heaven. He was there in the beginning. In the beginning there was Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. So Jesus was not created. That's why he is the only begotten Son of God. But we were created, so we were adopted. The angel and Adam were created sons of God. That's Job chapter 1. When the sons of God came to present themselves before God, and also the Satan showed up. So we believe that angel and Abraham were created, and we as a Christian and believers, we were adopted. Are we together? He's the firstborn. Yeah? Jesus the firstborn. Why do you believe so? Jesus the firstborn. Why do you believe so? Sorry? He was there in the beginning. Jesus is the firstborn among. So let us read the Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians 1:15. The Bible says, "The Son is the image of invisible God, the firstborn of all creation." He's the firstborn of all creation. In him, all things were created. Things in heaven and things on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers, authorities, or all things have been created through him and for him. So Jesus Christ, he's the firstborn because everything finds identity in him. Everything. So Jesus, in another word, Jesus is the creator. So Jesus is the firstborn. And also Jesus
is the firstborn among the dead. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. So Jesus Christ is the firstborn among dead. In fact, if there was no Jesus coming on earth, dying and resurrecting, today, hatungekuwa na hope that there is a resurrection. No, he's the only person who resurrected. Jesus Christ is the only person who resurrected. And we are preaching with the hope that also we who believe in him will resurrect at that time when it comes. So we understand that Jesus came on earth. And also knowing all that, we have to see his mission. Jesus also, we call Jesus as a missionary, Jesus. So Jesus is a missionary. He's a missionary, someone who leaves his country or his place to go to the other place for the sake of the gospel. So Jesus left heaven and came on earth. Why do you think that Jesus came on earth? What do you think? What was the main reason of Jesus coming on earth? So that we may have eternal life, an ending life. Oh, good. Another one? Mika says something. The German? Mika wa German, say something. Yes. So another one. Good. He came to reconcile us to God. Good. Yes. Let us turn the book of Romans, chapter number 5, verse number 9. There's an interesting story here. The book of Romans. If you are there, say amen. The book of Romans, chapter number 5, verse number 9. Now the Bible says, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while you were God's enemy, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. So we find that through Jesus Christ, we were reconciled to our God. So we find that in the beginning, the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, there was a separation between man and God. In another word, now man moved out of the presence of God. So there was no communication, there was no any relationship between man and God. And now Jesus Christ here, he came so that he may reconcile us back to him. To reconcile that relationship that the Adam and Eve had destroyed in the beginning. Verse number 14, the Bible says that nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking command, as did Adam, who is pattern of the one to come. So each and every one of us was subjected under the sin, because of the sin of Adam. So each and every child that was born before then was under the curse, or he was dead. In other words, he was dead. So that's why David said that I was a sinner even at birth.
Praise God. So because of one man, the sin entered the world, and all of us were subjected. We became sinners because of Adam and Eve. But now, here there is what we call now the substitute. Now Jesus came also as a one man to do what? To reconcile us. The Bible says that we have been justified. Justification, we have been set right. We have been declared righteous before God. So when we stand before God today, we are considered righteous. We are righteous before God. We are justified. Number two, we were regenerated. So we call regeneration. Regeneration is we're given the new identity, rebirth, being born again. So Jesus Christ came for us to be born again, to be given a new citizenship, the new clothing. He came for us to be covered with the new, so that the old nature of the things to have gone. And again, for us to be reconciled back to God. So there is no way a man can live a life without God. If you remove a man from the presence of God, that is the death of a man. Man cannot live outside the presence of God. Whoever tried to live the life out of the presence of God, that is death. Number two, for eternal life. Yes, someone mentioned for us to have eternal life. That is John 3. John 3 says, John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish or die, but have eternal life, everlasting life, unending life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. So Jesus Christ came for us to have eternal life. Jesus Christ came for us to have eternal life, unending life. He came so that we may be in the presence of God forever. And this is only for those who believe in him. So if we don't believe in him, there is no eternal life. So when we talk about life and death in the Bible, death simply means separation. When God told man, the day you eat from this tree, you will die. Indeed they did. But they did not die physically. They died spiritually. So they separated themselves from God. So now, spiritual death. So whoever does not believe in Jesus Christ will have eternal death. But those who believe in Jesus Christ will have eternal life. So these, they will be in the presence of God forever. And those who will not be in the presence of God, they will suffer. That is Romans 20. Revelation 20. The books were open, the book of life, and they're all named to a remnant. If any name would be there, so that person would declare to go to hell. Praise God. So, have we accepted Jesus Christ? Do we believe in him? The Bible says that just believe in Jesus Christ. Hello. Do we believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of humanity? Jesus is the Savior of humanity. For God so loved the world. So in fact, the love of God made him to send Jesus Christ so that the humanity may not perish. So that at the end of the age, all of us may be found seated before the Lord. Maybe, you know a friend, you know a brother, you know a sister, you know a niece, whoever you know, who has not yet believed in Jesus Christ. Please reach out to him and tell him, brother, Jesus came for us to have eternal life. And it is very important for you to believe in him, to believe in him that he is the Savior of us today. So that at the end of the age you may not be separated from God. And the love of God is free. It's free from charge. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe in Jesus Christ. Believe. The gospel was not meant to be complicated. The gospel is simple. It's for us to share the love of God and tell people to believe. It was not meant to be to bring all every theological terms and the vocabularies of whatever, but it was just believe in Jesus Christ and you will be saved. So if you know a friend, brethren, let us take this time and share with them the love of Jesus Christ and remind them that he is on the way coming. And when he comes today, will he find us ready? When Jesus comes now, will he find me and you ready? Still believing in him. Mm-hmm. So all of us, we believe Jesus Christ came. He was arrested, went through trials, and he was crucified. He was buried. And he resurrected, and he ascended. Now this is the month that we are celebrating, the coming of Jesus Christ, the death, crucifixion, and resurrection, which is the Passion Week. Is it Passion Week or Person Week? Is it Passion Week or Passion Week? Passion. It's a Passion Week. Passion Week is a Latin word that simply means the suffering and endurance of a submissive man. Is an endurance and submission. He suffered and he endured the suffering. So that is the week of the Passion Week, the week of suffering and endurance of Jesus Christ. Now this marks to be the climax of Jesus coming on earth. If there were no death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, then today we would have not been able even to speak of Jesus Christ. So we get the courage to speak of Jesus Christ because he died and Jesus Christ resurrected. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 22. The Bible says, "Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourself know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberately plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of the wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." Mm-hmm. So Jesus Christ
died and resurrected. He's the reason why we are preaching with a confidence. He's the reason why we are preaching the resurrection of dead. So he died and resurrected. And he ascended. Church, do we believe that Jesus Christ died and resurrected? So that's the reason why today, believers and church, we have confidence that even when we die today, one day, at one given point, we will resurrect. If someone dies in Christ, he's asleep. If someone dies in Christ, he's asleep. We have confidence that a time will come when that person will resurrect again. That's the only hope we have. Because our Lord Jesus resurrected. And the death will not also take hold of us when it comes our time of departure on this earth. That whoever believes in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus died and resurrected. My question today is that, where is our destiny after we have left this world? Do you know where we are heading? Where we are going? As a believer, as a church. Because some will say that Mungu anajua tu. Mungu atajua mahali atanieka. Mungu anajua mahali atanieka tu. Do we believe that when we go today, sahi, nikianguka hapa, if I die now, do I believe that I'll go? I'll go. For me, I believe. I believe if I go now, I'll go. I'll see that eternal life. And that is the prayer, and that is the courage of a believer. If someone asks you, will you go to heaven? Yes. Yes, because I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in death and resurrection. Hello. Are we together? Acts 1:3. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proof that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. So Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, he walked on this earth for 40 days, talking to his disciples. Because I believe it was too difficult to prove that Jesus Christ resurrected if Jesus Christ would have not come back and testify himself that he's alive. Friends, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive right now. Jesus is alive. So we are not preaching someone who died and someone who never came back. Jesus died, resurrected, and he came back. He walked on this earth and he went. And he promised, I'll come back again. So we are not preaching the dead Jesus. We are preaching the living Jesus, brethren. So Jesus is alive today. He's alive. Jesus is alive. For 40 days, this man walking, talking to his disciples. That is amazing. He would have just disappeared. Na ende. Hatungekuwa na hope. But the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ came again and he taught his disciples that I'm here, I'm living, and I'm going, then I will come back. So Jesus Christ is alive. So if we praise him, if we worshiping him. We have to worship him knowing that he's alive. He's alive in our life. He's alive in our ministry. He's alive in whatever we invite him. Because the Bible says that I stand at the door waiting. If you can open the door for me, I'll enter, I'll come and sit with you. So Jesus is standing at the door. He's alive, in other words, he's living, he's existing. And he's looking anyone who can call him and invite him in his or her life. So that there may be one in thought and in mind. Praise God. So Jesus Christ is alive. He is alive. That's the hope Christianity we have, different with other religions, that our King, our Messiah, he died, resurrected, and he walked on this earth. Many people saw him. If you continue with that book, with the Acts, chapter number 22, Peter testified and said that, and I know that you people, you have witnessed to this. You saw him. Praise God. I love this verse. Ooh, Jesus Christ. Ooh. Jesus Christ. He died, resurrected, and he came on earth. And he walked, imagine. He said, guys, I'm leaving. Friends, if any one of us who have not accepted Jesus Christ, who has not believed in him, please believe in him, that he's alive and he's ready to enter into your life. Believe in him. Just believe. You can make that decision personally and invite him. Jesus, I need you like never before. I need you in my family. I need you because I'm confident that you died and you are alive today. No wonder why John and Peter said, gold and silver we don't have, but what we have we will give to you. And through the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk. Friends, there's no any other name on earth that we are given apart from the name of Jesus. And salvation we find through only the name of Jesus Christ. As I finish, John, as I finish, you know, it will be unfair. It will be too unfair for us to speak of Jesus Christ, who Jesus was, his mission, and not speak of his words, his last words, his last words before his ascension. His last words before ascension. How many of us have ever been closer to a dying person? Perhaps maybe a brother, a father, or whoever who was close to you, and just few hours to depart calls you and want to tell you something, and tells you when you delay, you may not find me. Or maybe you're almost there, and he departs. How many of us, how does it feel like? How does it feel like? Maybe someone that you have been too close just tells you, bro, I need you, come. And you know, maybe he's in Kenyatta Hospital, and just come now. If you delay, you will not find me. So the moment you get there, just almost, you hear that he has gone. But Jesus Christ did not leave us that way. He gave us the last words to live with. Matthew 28, 18. Is there anybody with the Kiswahili version? Swahili version? His last words. Perhaps you run there and find that, oh, daddy say, unaweka masikio ya mama, and I know mdomo, unafika na kwambia, the guy is gone. Just say the last word. What do you have for me? What do you have for us that we can stand with? What do you have for us? People would want to know the last words. No matter how many years I've lived with you, no matter how many years that we have done business with you, but the last word that you say will matter. Mm-hmm. So hili verse would go, Mathayo Mtakatifu, mlango wa 28 mstari wa 18. Nasema vipi? Yesu akaja karibu, akasema nao, akawambia, nimepewa mamlaka yote mbinguni na duniani. Endelea. Basi nenendeni mukawafanye mataifa wote kuwa wanafunzi, mukiwabatiza katika jina la Baba, la Mwana, la Roho Mtakatifu. Endelea John. Mpaka nikwambie uache. Na kuwafundisha waweze kuyafata yote niliyoamuru nyinyi. Natazama. Amen. What can we say? Yesu akaja karibu, akawaambia, nimepewa mamlaka yote mbinguni na duniani. Nendeni basi mkawafanye watu wa mataifa yote wawe wanafunzi wangu, mkiwabatiza kwa jina la Baba na la Mwana na la Mtakatifu. Roho Mtakatifu. Wafundisheni kushika maagizo yote niliyowapeeni. Nami nipo pamoja nanyi siku zote. Nami niko nanyi siku zote mpaka mwisho wa nyakati. So haya ndo maneno ya mwisho ya Yesu Kristo aliachia kanisa. Akasema, basi nimepewa nguvu na mamlaka. Ninayo nguvu na mamlaka. Hapa duniani na hata mbinguni ninayo hiyo mamlaka. Sasa anatuma kanisa kwamba, basi nenendeni kwa mataifa yote mukafundishe haya maneno niliyowaambieni. Yesu, Jesus is not sending us a mission that he already knows. Jesus has the power and all the authority. All the power and authority has been given to me, Jesus Christ. And he's commissioning us, but he's the last one, that go now. Go now. And tell the world about me. Tell the world about what I've taught you. The reason why I came on here on earth. Na anamaanisha kusema kwamba, nami nipo pamoja nanyi siku zote. So we believe that Jesus died, resurrected, and he ascended. So he's there with us even now. Ako nasi hadi wakati wa mwisho. Praise God, church. Nendeni ulimwenguni. Nendeni ulimwenguni. Mukafundishe na mukawaeleze mambo niliyowafundisha. Go into the world and share the gospel. He is commissioning us today. Are you willing to go? Are we willing to go? Are we willing to go? And he is with us. It is all about us to go and just show up. When we show up, he's there. He will tell us what to say. Sometimes we fear, what are we going to tell them? But the moment you begin, he will show up. I've experienced this
last week, I just met the guy and I thought that this guy will be too arrogant. But do you know that that person, kwa barabara, he gave his life to Christ. Go into the world. Brothers, the few of us here, we can do wonders if we choose to obey his last word. Those are the last word of Jesus Christ. Go.
Join us every Sunday from 11 a.m. at Trubani House off Airport North Road. Have a blessed week.